Six Nations elected council have responded to community concerns over the number of cannabis greenhouses that have been constructed on the territory and say community engagement opportunities for community members to voice their concerns will be happening. Six Nations elected chief Sherry Lynn Hill addressed the issue during the May 13th general council meeting.
So I'd like to share some comments about the number of greenhouses being constructed in the community. We want you to know that this council hears the concerns that are being brought to our attention. We are concerned for the continued safety of all. We confirmed during our meeting with the Cannabis Commission last week that a site of interest on Fourth Line was indeed issued a license to grow cannabis. We learned they will be growing within a contained environment, greenhouses instead of field production. Know that structured meetings with the Cannabis Commission will continue. Also, community consultation regarding the Six Nations cannabis law and regulation is being planned so community can share their views, concerns, and opinions. More information will be shared as it is available.
In recent weeks, concerns from community members had been shared on Facebook about the operations of a cannabis greenhouse called Legacy Farms located on Fourth Line Road, just outside the village of Oswegan, with some of the concerns coming from Facebook involving non-band member employees of Legacy Farms residing and living on the greenhouse property, which would be in violation of the Six Nations residency bylaw that states only Six Nations band members can reside within the territory. In a May 1st media release from Six Nations Cannabis Commission, it stated that Legacy Farms is a licensed cannabis facility with the commission, and the commission stated they have, quote, conducted a thorough inspection of the premises and can confirm that there are no non-band members residing on the property. The facility does not have any living quarters. However, employees who work 12-hour shifts have access to cooking and shower facilities, end quote. No further timeline was given for when a community consultation meeting will take place, but Six Nations elected council say more updates will be provided when they become available. CJKS will be following the story as more information is available. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.